Good morning. Today is Thursday, December the 16th. Joining us this morning from Humboldt Recology. Recology Humboldt.
Recology Humboldt County.
Yeah.
I'll answer to anything.
Linda Wise. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, that's almost a red blouse.
Almost pink.
Yeah, shocking pink.
I had to wake myself up this morning.
I was thinking that you might be walking the dunes today, and it'd be easy to find if needed.
Well, I won't get hit by one of our trucks.
Yeah.
So it's pretty gray out there.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, we got a new book since last you were here.
Ooh, Webb Garrison, Why You Say It.
Yeah.
That's something I always wonder why I said that.
Donnybrook, by the way, was the one I was trying to remember this morning.
Oh, okay.
All right, cameo role.
Cameo role.
Yeah. Why do we say someone has a cameo role?
Well, I would imagine because cameos are shells that are engraved, that the cameo means that you're bringing, that's the broad out of the shell. And so the cameo is showing a person, and it's usually done of a portrait of someone, right?
You are like, yeah.
Am I the only one that's ever gotten this right?
Well, we've only asked three.
Oh.
New book.
Oh.
Cameo role. Seashells and gemstones often have several layers that include two or more hues. Long ago, artisans learned to take the advantage of this factor by carving in such a fashion that it raises a central figure or figures of different colors from the background. A cameo engraved in this way doesn't have to be rare or costly in order to be beautiful and prized. Many that are hawked on the streets of Rome and other European cities are inexpensively exquisite, though tiny. Transferred to the world of entertainment, the name of a small but lovely jewelry became the term for a bit part played by a notable performer. On the stage, in the movies, and in TV, many producers vie for viewers by including cameo roles that feature people with famous names.
Well, I almost got it right.
Seashells to celebrities.
Well, there we are.
Yeah. And here we are also. Where do plastic Christmas trees rank on your list?
Plastic Christmas trees, you know, I am not a lover of plastic. But I am a lover of reusable things, and there's been times when plastic has had its place in society. You know, just with medical field, you remember you used to get a bunch of medical grade plastic if you had to stay in the hospital, right. And they'd send you home with it, and your grandma would say, "I'm going to wash out my hosiery out in that, you know, yeah. And you can use it again." Same kind of thing with plastic Christmas trees. They're intended to be used year after year after year after year. I think that is, you know, an example of a reuse. But also, you know, the thing with the tradition of having, you know, the real live Christmas tree is also really wonderful because, you know, you get that great smell and you get to support someone who's spent the year growing that. And I'm sure that there's lots of benefits to the atmosphere by having Christmas tree farms out there.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of plastic Christmas tree farms.
No. But so as I'm just kind of telling you, I'm kind of on the fence about it. But
I figured it was kind of like a dichotomy here for you.
It is. I have they're not recyclable, I'll tell you that. But I have a plastic Christmas tree that I've used for years and years. I found it in the trash because somebody threw it out, but...
They aren't recyclable, huh?
No, they're not.
They don't break down?
No.
Properly.
Yeah, but they're not something that somebody can make into another product. They're not,
Repackage it and call it new next year?
No. Yeah.
What about Christmas ornaments? Do you guys see a lot of Christmas ornaments that are either perceived to be recyclable or that come across the conveyor belt?
Not ornaments, because sometimes I would think that people want to use those year after year. Again, another reuse thing. We get a lot of styrofoam and a lot of that Christmas wrapping and tissue paper, and the kind of Christmas wrapping and tissue paper. It's not recyclable. Americans make about 25% more garbage during the holidays. And I think that there's a perception that, you know, some of that material is recyclable, but it, in fact, isn't. It's a contaminant for us.
We'll talk about it in more detail. When we come back.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Recology Humboldt.
Yes, Recology Humboldt County.
I got two of them, right?
Right, yes, yeah.
I just didn't go far enough.
Yes.
Gotcha. tissue paper isn't recyclable, huh? That paper towels, that stuns me. I thought that all paper products could be somehow taken back down to pulp. And reused?
No, at some point paper it starts to get to a point where it's got the fibers get too short. So if something's got a short fiber like a tissue paper because it crinkles up enough so it's comfortable on your nose or able to get into corners like paper towels, they cannot be made into something that will stick together and be pulped together so it sticks to make a product again.
Can't re-lengthen it, so
no,
to speak.
Yeah. No, and oftentimes they'll have, you know, food, you know, paper towels or something like that. In this tissue paper, you probably wouldn't want to have that made into something else. But you can compost. Home compost is a good alternative.
They break down pretty quick, though, right?
Yeah, they do. That and egg cartons is another thing that's a short fiber.
So egg cartons aren't recyclable.
They're not recyclable either.
So what in the world is recyclable? I mean, we see the triangles, right, at the bottom of them, and most of us look and go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Boy, if it's got a triangle, that means it's recyclable.
Yeah, I think that over time, that's where the perception has been. Those triangles and the numbers inside of them are indicating what kind of plastic, in particular with plastic, it is. And those, to us, are sort of like zip codes of where things go, and there's a lot of addresses in the zip code. There are tens of thousands of different kinds of plastics out there that fall within those numbers, and not everything is recyclable. There's no law that keeps people from putting those on their packaging either. So it's sort of like saying no fat. It's almost like a marketing thing. But there, we do have lots of recyclable plastics that are out there. They're placed into the blue can that we select when we're out there at the recycling center to pull out. But things like styrofoam is common in Humboldt, you know, for people who have to ship in a lot of their stuff,
right.
And especially around the holidays, styrofoam has a recycling symbol on it. It is absolutely not recyclable and should not be put in a blue can. And it's a mess to deal with once it gets crunched up. It's just a bunch of little balls and it gets all over the place. And so, you know, you want to throw it away. That gets thrown out. Cardboard for sure is recyclable. Your office paper is recyclable. A lot of your junk mail is recyclable. Some magazines, if it doesn't have a lot of shiny coating.
You mean pictures?
Pictures, no shiny coating things can go in there. But it's a...
What about things like crayon? Okay, coloring book. You got crayons and does the wax from the crayon cause a problem?
That's a good question because... I would say that it could go in there because usually the paper that's drawn on is like a newspaper quality. And newspaper is a good quality paper that we sell through the recycling commodities market. So newspaper, that's another one. Newspapers is excellent to go into the recycling. I would say, though, you know,
we've preached that one for decades, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know, the recycling when you're the plastic bag that it comes in. I notice I get paper. It says it's recyclable, but indeed it's not. Plastic bags are not a recyclable thing.
So is it there's no restrictions or requirements either to qualify or.
No.
Just they can just put on?
Yeah, and I think that it causes a lot of confusion for people.
And frustration,
and they have
too.
The expectations, too. And
yeah.
But I would say with plastic bags, you know, and the more that you can start using either paper sacks or using reusable bags, like I gave you guys some today.
Right.
The better people get back into the habit of doing that. We were getting really close to doing that prior to COVID. A lot of people started doing that. And I think we kind of dropped off a little bit because people were afraid of, you know, contamination.
One-timers instead of multiples.
Right.
Yeah.
So big tip. I got this from my friend Chuck Schauger, who works with me over at the recycling facility out there, is any kind of plastic bag, please tie it in a knot before you put it into the garbage, because you may notice that they become airborne pretty easily, turn into kites.
Oh, so that densifies them.
Yeah, so when we're emptying your garbage can, they won't catch the air when we're emptying it and
oh,
get into
cool.
the storm drain. But that's, you know, that's one tip I put out there. But
yeah. Now, when we talk about paper this time of the year, we've only got a minute. Can you do Christmas paper in a minute?
Well, I would say that most holiday paper is not recyclable, and they could keep it out of the blue can. Anything that's shiny, glittery, anything like that. Something that's just like a paper that has like a very simple print on it, that is recyclable. But anything that's shiny or glittery, foily.
Like the bows probably are not.
Oh, ribbon, no. Please do not put ribbon in there.
I sense that the Christmas presents that you give others are not particularly glorified.
No, they're not, but we can talk about that. I can give you some hints about how to do
good.
That.
Good. Well, we'll do that when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time. Mm-hmm. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from, well, the North Spit.
Yes, I am out on Samoa.
That has got to be a so much neater facility.
It is.
Fun to work at rather than where you were on Broadway. Just, you know, not that the neighborhood is that bad, but beach view versus trucks. It's got to be, must have been a kick in the pants to relocate out there.
Yeah, and you know, that was built by the Arcata Community Recycling people years ago, and thank goodness the Eel River Disposal had gotten a hold of it, and it got to stay doing what it does, which is being a recycling processing facility. But, you know, it's not just enjoyable for us that working out there and being, you know, in a nice location, but also people when they come in, you can see recycling happening in real time through a glass window. And
yeah, it's kind of like Angelo's used to be.
Right.
You see the pizza being made
right
there.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're seeing what is coming out, you know, what happens after you put things in a blue can. And also I have that garbage museum out there that I try to change around every once in a while. And somebody says, oh, you know, they look around and see some of these vignettes and say, oh, I used to have something like that. And
memories.
And so, you know, I kind of am a fan of roadside attractions. I miss that growing up. And
you mean like Wall Drug?
Well, yeah, you know, like Tinkertown and, you know, drive-through tree and that kind of thing. And I, my hope was that our garbage museum can be sort of like a destination for people to go through, you know, roadside attraction.
There is a neat book. I'll have to get one for you. For Humboldt County, Delaware County, Mendocino County. And it is the historicals of the roads. And, you know, you can kind of see a lot of it is now starting to dissipate. But the things from the 40s and the 30s and the 50s, why are there so many of these small little motels along the way? Well, because that was like a half-day drive.
Right.
Going 15.
Right.
And it kind of puts things together. And a lot of them are those roadside, those small little roadside things.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of neat, you know, out there, you know, you also get a little bit of education at the same time. And
do the schools historically, not lately, but historically, do they come out and want to look and see? And
all ages, yeah, come out there, and we'll do tours out there. We'll have HSU, College of the Redwoods, 4-H, Future Farmers of America, that... We have all kinds of groups that come out there. The first year we were out there, I think we had like almost 1,500 people to come out.
Oh, cool!
We've had people take dates out there on Valentine's dinner, Valentine's Day to come and have lunch.
Wait a minute, that's a little.
I know.
Okay.
But, you know, we live in a community that, you know, that celebrates the odd. So, but we have sometimes.
Okay, that nails it.
But, you know, I think it's kind of like a neat thing, you know, to go to. And I think he was joking, you know, so I'm going to take you to the dump for Valentine's Day. But it was.
Better than for Christmas.
Better than for Christmas. But it is fun. And we've had pancake feeds and compost giveaways out there. I think people have.
How about rummage sales? I mean, when you think of a garage sale. That's only one letter away from a garbage sale. To be able to pull some of that stuff out, because I know, you know, the big thing is to divert and take out of the waste stream. I mean, you guys got to see a bunch of things, and you just got to scratch your head and go, really? This is something you want to get rid of?
Well, yeah, but, you know, when it's in, comes out of a truck that's on the comes through your neighborhood, things are pretty much squished up with other stuff, has spaghetti sauce all over it. But you would have there are things, you know, that are in the garbage museum, and I would have a hard time wanting to have somebody pay for something. You'll find if somebody comes through there, I would say,
well, donation,
80%
a donation
of the time,
to Boys and Girls Club or something,
right,
like that.
Yeah. But 80% of the time, if somebody wants something out of there, they're going to take home with it. So you got to be careful if you say, I like that.
Yeah. It's loaded up before you leave.
Yeah. So,
well, how much stuff comes through that is in serviceable condition that it really could qualify for being reused?
Well, that site isn't intended to do that. So you wouldn't see very much.
I would think the transfer sites would be more.
Yeah, and it takes an awful lot of space to do that. There are, and you have to pull it aside and that kind of stuff. It's best that people take things themselves to like a secondhand store, and then that way, you know, they can feel good about supporting, you know, like Sequoia Humane Society, the dogs and cats, and or the Cancer Society. And a lot of us up here love to go to those places and shop. You know, I've got a lot of my clothes came from the secondhand store. And they're just a wonderful destination. You support nonprofit, and it's clean when it goes in there. It would have to be cleaned if it came through a transfer station. So it's just not practical. Best to send it to the best place first and you know, not have us do it.
Not worry about it, yeah.
Yeah. Cause
so Christmas time, you talked a little bit about the Christmas tree.
Right.
The non-flammable version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep it away from your heater.
Yes, yes. And a little bit with the Christmas wrapping paper. What else is out there that causes that bump in the amount that you guys get? Or is it just a lot of consumption is going on in purchasing?
Yeah, it's a lot of consumption. Right now, we're getting a lot of cardboard because there's a lot of people who are doing online shopping. You know, that kind of thing. I would like to see people just do things like, give things without get a lot of packaging, because a lot of opportunity to do good shopping here. They could shop on your show and give things, give experiences, as gifts, or something that doesn't have a lot of packaging, like cardboard and those plastic pillows that come with those. And
oh.
My dogs love to play with them. But after
those things are, I don't know, are they that much more efficient? They look like they would be, instead of the peanut things and all the other stuff that kind of flies around. Great fun to pop.
Yeah.
Do they muck things up?
Yes. They get into our equipment. And they just get jammed up into we've got a lot of things that are like gears and chopping mechanisms and things like that. And that kind of thing, and ribbon just gets caught up in there. And so we have to turn the whole line down and pull it out.
That would have to be happening pretty regularly.
It does.
Multiple times an hour?
No, not that often, but we try to get a lot of that stuff picked off before it goes through the mechanics. But, you know, you can't get through all of it. And there's just so many bags and things like that. That's why we're concentrating with some of our communications at the curbside is around people not putting bags in their recycling, and no styrofoam, nothing with a lot of, we don't want wires, you know, things. We see a lot of hoses for some reason and extension cords. You know, those things are garbage if you're not having them. And, you know, it's best to put it in there. You're not going to have a lot of human contact with it when it's being sorted for recycling. It's garbage.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:44.
Hey, folks. Flying local is buying local. And with 3 airlines serving 5 destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly on American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Humboldt Recology, Humboldt County.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, third time's a charm. Takeaways for Christmas. If we did a comparison, Christmas when we were kids, mm-hmm. Christmas today, I think most of us would say, if we didn't think too much, over-commercialization, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe there's more stuff being bought. Right. But the lack of local retailers has got to cause ripples on the pond.
It does. And, you know, and I'm glad you brought it up, because we're talking about shipping and the issues around that. You know, a lot of people are doing online shopping. And that creates a lot of cardboard and waste and transportation of that materials and shipping and clogging up, you know, the shipping lines. It causes all kinds of complications. Where if you were to buy local, or somebody who maybe bought a lot of product and it came in one great big cardboard box, you know, stacked up in a reasonable way and put it out on the shelf, you're helping your local businesses. It's less packaging to bring it over here. The shipping is more efficient. And it's, you know, and it helps, you know, just down the line. And, you know, buying local here and paying in, you know, our sales taxes here also helps with the roads and everything else, you know. So I'm all in favor of the shopping local, or even if you're not going to buy a product that's in like a container or something, you could also, you know, like I said earlier, buy experiences from the restaurants, you know.
It is interesting, you know, if we can stereotype, the youngers that tend to buy internet-based are the ones that tend to also have a lot of concern I won't say lip service, but a lot of talk around environmental concerns.
Right.
But if you step back, they're kind of at odds with one another, you know, what you say versus what you do. And I think a lot of it is it's subconscious. I mean, they're not thinking about that. But that's the impact of what the actions are when you buy from out of the area.
Yeah, well, I think it's because the world has become more complicated, you know, since we were kids.
Right.
And I think, you know, there's just so many more steps in things. And in recycling, plastics have become more complicated. And
is that because of the aftermarket for the final product? Environmental laws? I mean, why isn't plastic and it...
Plastic's not plastic. It was because, you know, when you want to market something, you put it in a flashy package, you know. It's enough to make it a little bit different sometimes. Or you may be having, you know, several plastics in one container. You know, look at your shampoo, your pump bottles. I mean, when you and I were kids, we had, you know,
hair.
A lot of glass. We did.
Both of us had hair.
So we're saving hair with not having shampoo.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Prell in the tube, right?
We used a lot of glass. Glass is a wonderful container to have. And we didn't, you know, we were talking earlier with, like, we saved our flashy Christmas wrapping. It's like, oh, that's so pretty. I want it. You know, I hate to open it. And you would save it, and you would open it rather than tearing apart so you could use the wrapping again the following year. We used to do that. But I think part of it, we've all been really busy, and so we, you know, perhaps, you know, we haven't passed on our knowledge either.
And we didn't even get to Christmas lights.
Oh.
Thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Merry ho-hos.
You too.
See everybody tomorrow. Okay.